To tell this story, I'm going to introduce you to someone.
Socrates, tell me your last name.
Bravo.
Bravo, okay. And how old are you?
I am 24.
It's just before dawn, 5:45 a.m. Socrates Bravo is in his apartment in SeaTac, getting ready to go to work.
How long are you going to work today?
Till 10:30.
10:30 at night.
10:30 at night.
If you fly on Alaska Airlines, Bravo may be that guy lifting your suitcase off the plane. He doesn't work for Alaska directly. He works for a subcontractor called Menzies Aviation. He gets $11.25 an hour after working there 2 years. So to get by, he works a lot of overtime. Today, he's working 15 hours.
Well, bedrooms are kind of pretty messy.
This bare-bones apartment that he shares with another guy costs him $400 a month. On his wall is a poster of Che Guevara. But before you start thinking he's some stereotypical class warrior, he's more complicated. He's earning his bachelor's and would like to become a DEA agent. He drives a used Mercedes. He's also a dad.
How old is your daughter?
Oh, she's 11 months right now.
His daughter lives with her mom, but Socrates pays for a lot of baby stuff. He scoops up some change to buy snacks at the airport and heads out to catch his bus. Socrates would like a raise. He'd like to not have to work so many hours. So why not just join a union and bargain for that?
Well, it would be nice if we were able to join a union, but since the circumstances are the way they are, it's kind of hard to join one.
To understand why it's hard, you have to stick with me for a teeny little lesson about U.S. labor law. I promise, tiny. But this is important for all of us because it shows how our labor laws, written almost a century ago, are letting people slip through the cracks. In 1926, Marilyn Monroe is born, Winnie the Pooh is published, and in the U.S., the Railway Labor Act becomes law. For a quick tutorial, I turned to Orrin Baird. He's a lawyer with the Service Employees International Union.
The statute was actually written because of concern about strikes and interruption of transportation.
The Railway Labor Act is even older than the National Labor Relations Act. That's the law that covers, say, Boeing machinists or a GM factory worker. But a whole different set of rules apply to railroad workers, and those were later extended to airline workers. They have a higher bar for unionization. They have to organize across the country, not just in one city. Baird says that makes sense for pilots or flight attendants, but less sense for subcontractors like Socrates Bravo.
The flight attendants fly in between Seattle and Houston, and some are based in Houston and some are based in Seattle. And they have the same basic wages and working conditions. These contractors, it varies from airport to airport and then from airline to airline.
Baird says baggage handlers like Bravo don't ever see their counterparts in other cities.
Basically, it's almost impossible for these workers to organize a union because they have no idea where the other workers are.
So now there's a legal tussle going on between SEIU and Menzies over which law should apply to these workers. I wanted to talk with Menzies about this, so I emailed their top executives in the UK, asking for an interview. They said they wouldn't do one. But Menzies Vice President Philip Harnden wrote that they don't believe the workers are in a legal gray area, and that Menzies workers fall under the Railway Labor Act. So while all this plays out behind the scenes, whether Socrates Bravo gets a raise depends on people like this.
My name is Evelyn Kittredge, and I'm a voter in SeaTac.
I caught Kittredge outside a Safeway near SeaTac Airport. She's torn. On the one hand, she thinks there wouldn't be enough work because everyone would want to move to SeaTac. On the other hand, her own daughter worked minimum wage for a very long time.
It was hard to see her struggle.
Washington State already has the highest minimum wage in the country, $9.19 an hour. But initiative supporters say that still leaves workers in poverty.
You can pick up your oversized items between carousels 15 and 60. Thanks for flying Alaska Airlines. Have a good night.
It's 10:30 p.m. and weary travelers are picking up their suitcases. Socrates Bravo is weary too. He's just getting off work after a long day.
So what do you do when you get off after a 15-hour work day?
So right now, I was thinking of going to Safeway, buy some hamburger meat, and make some spaghetti.
Then he'll go to bed and get up at 5 a.m. for another 15-hour work day. Bravo says if he had a raise, he could spend more time with his daughter. But opponents argue companies will have to cut jobs if their labor costs go up. To Bravo, it's about fairness. Big companies like Menzies and Alaska Airlines make millions of dollars.
It's absurd how people who make minimum wage
unable to get at least a little bit of that pie.
Now, something that could have maybe been hashed out at the bargaining table between a union and the employer is up for SeaTac voters to decide. It's in their hands whether Socrates Bravo gets a raise. Ashley Gross,